Bill Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Root, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. The Harrises are a typical married couple. Through the years, they've had their arguments and differences, but never once have they had a serious fistfight. However, for the past 3 weeks, their relations have been a bit strained. And right now, things seem to be at the breaking point.
Phil, I can't stand any more of this. We've always been honest with each other. You've never kept anything from me until now. After all, I've been a good wife to you, and I'm the mother of your children. And I've got a right to know. What is the thing?
Is that all you want to know? Honey, don't scare me like that. For a minute, I thought you found out about that red-headed car hop that...
Honey, you see the thing...
Never mind that, Philip. Let's get back to the red-headed car hop.
We can wait. I want to know what the thing is. Phil, are you going to tell me or aren't you?
Honey, I can't tell you. I've been sworn to secrecy. If it ever got out what the thing is, it would be the end.
The end of what?
The royalties on my record.
I can't understand why that record is such a big hit. There's nothing to the tune. The lyrics are childish, and as for your voice, ugh.
I think Daddy's record is wonderful.
So do I. In fact, we brought it to school yesterday, and we played it all day long for the teacher.
Hey, nice going, kids, and I'll bet that she loved every... Hey, wait a minute. Why aren't you kids in school today?
We've been expelled.
The teacher expelled you because you played my record for her? I'm going down to see her. I'm going to tell her off.
It won't do any good, Daddy. We tried to reason with her.
Well, what did she say?
Nothing. She just sat there staring straight ahead and going...
You see, Philip, that's what the teacher thinks of your record.
That don't prove nothing. That's just one intellectual's opinion. In fact, Victor sold so many records that I have to go down today and record it again with the band. And I'd better leave now or I'll be late. I'll see you later, Alice.
All right, gentlemen.
I have good news for you. I've just received the first check from RCA Victor for the royalties made on our recording of the thing. Due to your fine musicianship, your excellent arrangement, your unceasing efforts, I have made $10,000. Are there any questions, gentlemen?
Yes! Where's the cabbage and where do we get our big money? Let's knock them down and roll them.
Now, wait. Now, you fellas won't have to resort to force. I am not forgetting your contribution to the success of this record. I have the check cash, and I have the money right here. Now, if you'll all get in line and walk slowly past me, you may feel the money.
We're tired of feeling the stuff. We want to keep a little of it.
All right, Artie. I want to be fair about this. I happen to be the leader, and I think I ought to keep the money. But if any of you have any suggestions for a better distribution of the loot, now is the time to stand up and keep his big mouth shut. Let's get settled down and rehearse the thing once more before we record it.
We ain't gonna do it.
Why not?
I don't like the song.
Well, what's the matter with you, Sammy? You never like any songs I do. How come?
I don't know. Unless it's because you got such a lousy voice.
Mike won't pay to get a raise.
All right. Hey, Art. You really like my voice?
Sure, and I like your face. It reminds me of my wife.
It does?
Yeah, that's why I'm her in a box on a beach.
Oh, well. Art, you ought to be ashamed of yourself talking about your wife that way. How can you say such things about such a sweet, lovable person?
You ever see my wife?
No.
Then shut up.
That's no way to talk to your leader. Now, you're going to rehearse the thing with me, or aren't you?
No, we want our share when you make a record.
All right, fellas, all right. All right. I'm the captain of this crew. One more uprising such as this, and I'll cut your rum ration. Trouble with you guys is you don't do anything unless you get paid for it. Money, 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 money. That's all you think of. The only one who hasn't asked for anything is Remley, and do you know why?
Yeah, he ain't here yet.
Oh. I wonder I didn't hear the sound of his greedy little voice. Where is Remley?
He's doubling up on another job so he can make a living.
You mean to tell me that he's taking another job on my time? If there's one thing that I can't stand, it's an old good two-timing, chiseling, no-talent double-cross.
Curly, I overheard what you just said, and congratulations.
Congratulations?
Yeah, it takes a big man to admit his own fault.
For
everything you said, you are, and a little more, too. I would have added cheap penny-pinching piker.
What do you mean, cheap penny-pinching piker?
If you paid me a living wage, I wouldn't be forced to take another job.
That's what I want to talk to you about, buddy. Look, what's the idea of taking another job?
I have to. I can't live on what you pay me. Cost of living's gone up. Why, do you realize how much they've increased the bare necessities of life?
No, how much?
20 cents on a fifth. Next thing you know, they'll be raising the price of food.
That will never affect you. Now, what's this extra job you got, Remley?
Oh, something I happen to be well suited for. I'm a babysitter.
You're a what?
A babysitter. I get 50 cents an hour to sit with a baby.
A baby what? Nobody's going to trust you with a human child.
They wouldn't, huh? I run a baby service for mothers who have to go to work. I had 18 of them over the house this morning. I just got through returning.
Well, good. Now, maybe you can forget about that other job for a while and concentrate on this one. We have a rehearsal to do.
Well, you'll have to call it off. I'm too tired.
What are you tired from?
A musician works from sun to sun, but a babysitter's work is never done. Taking care of kids is a great responsibility, and I'm fully aware of the trust placed in me.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
After all, tiny tots are like delicate flowers. They must be handled with gentleness, tenderness, loving care.
Quiet, Myrtle.
As I was saying, Curly, the infants must be handled with extreme
caution. Wait a
minute,
just a minute. What was that short burst on the bagpipe?
That's Myrtle.
Who's Myrtle?
One of the babies. I haven't returned her yet. Now, as I was saying, kid...
Hey, Remley, where have you got her?
In my guitar case.
Thank you, T.B. Wiggles. Look, will you get Sparkle Plenty out of that case and let me see her before she suffocates? What's the matter with you?
She won't suffocate. I got air holes in the case.
Will you open that case and take her out?
Okay.
You ought to be a jet. Hey. Hey, Remley, is she a cute little thing? Hey, honey, come here to Uncle Phil's seat. Oh, you're such a cute baby. Uncle Filthy Wilty likes them, you.
Indian baby talk yet.
Uncle Filthy thinks of you as Snooky Ukum. You like them, Uncle Filthy Wilty?
If she spits in your eye, I wouldn't blame her. Myrtle's a half kid. She don't go for that corny baby talk.
Yeah. Hey, I got to admit she's a honey, isn't she? Hey, Remley.
Huh?
Hey, let me hold her a minute.
Yeah. Here you go.
Hey, Myrtle, how would you like to, Hey, Remley, I got news for you.
What?
This ain't a Myrtle, it's a Clyde.
Yes. Look at the bib. It's blue and it says heads on it. Now that I think of it, I did return Myrtle. Which kid is this?
Well, don't ask me. This Stogie's from your herd.
Didn't you have him branded? Well, I have tags with the names and addresses on them. This one must have swallowed his tag. Oh, well, that's life, I always say.
Emily, how can you be so nonchalant? You got one kid left over.
So what? Out of 18, that's not a bad batting average.
Look, Emily, you've got to get rid of this kid.
What for?
Don't you realize by now the mother must have called the police? She probably thinks you stole the kid. The police must have a dragnet out already with orders to shoot to kill.
Kill?
Yeah, and the person they find with that baby is going to get the hot seat for being a kidnapper.
Curly, I have good news for you.
What?
You have just become the father of a bouncing baby boy named Clyde. Here he is, and wear him in good health. So long, Curly.
Come back here, will you? Don't try to palm this kid off on me. I ain't no sense for no hot baby.
Well, hold it just for a while, Curly. Give me a chance to concentrate. Maybe I can remember who his mother is.
Well, hurry up, will you? I'm not going to hold this kid all day.
Hello, honey. I was just passing by.
Well, you've had a busy morning, haven't you, Walter?
Oh, honey, don't be silly.
What's this? And don't tell me it's the thing.
Still, I demand an explanation.
I can explain. This is a baby.
Oh, you must have peaked.
I know what it is. I want to know whose it is.
It's mine, Alice.
Frank, do you mean...
No, I don't. I was babysitting with a lot of kids this morning, and I got one left over. I can't remember who the mother is.
Oh, Frankie, that's awful. The mother's probably frantic with worry. We've got to find her, even if we have to go from house to house.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't cry, baby. Hey, Alice. Look at him. Isn't he a cutesy-wootsy?
Yeah, he's a dolsy-walsy.
Are we all going to talksy-walksy like that?
Look, if we're going to find the kid's mother, we better get started.
All right. All right, Clyde. Now just take it easy.
Well, stop whining. We'll get you back home.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You be a good boy, and I'll sing the thing for you.
Everybody's a critic. We sold a million records, and this little wise guy don't... Where you been, under a rock, Clyde?
Please.
Oh, with a brain like that, he'll never be nothing but a baby. I'm not going to fool with him.
Oh, will you please be quiet? You can't get mad at the child just because he doesn't like your voice.
I'll tell you what, little honey. I'll sing for you.
Oh, hush down. Whether you like it or not.
Ask me how do I feel, ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we've kissed tonight, that's the way I just got to behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gay, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start top in my spring sewing. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Ask us how do we feel from the chemistry lamps and we're learning.
Well, how do you feel, boy?
Well, here all we can say is if we were a bridge, we'd be burning.
Yes, I knew my morale would crack.
You gotta be careful.
From the wonderful way that he looks. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me how do I feel? Ask me now that we're fondly caressing.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, if I were a salad, I know I'd be slicing my dressing.
Or if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go. If I were a bell, I'd go. If I were a bell, I'd go.
Hey, Alice, I'm getting tired of walking around trying to find the mother of this baby. Thank goodness the kid fell asleep.
Oh, I'm tired, too. We've been to 30 houses, and the baby doesn't belong to any of them. What are we going to do?
There's only one thing we can do. Let's take the kid down to the city pound.
Remley, that's for dogs.
Now, fellas, there are only a few more houses on the block. Let's try them.
Okay, I'll try this house.
Go ahead.
Pardon me, madam. Are you the mother of this child?
Ow!
What'd she slap me for?
I don't know, unless it's because of that sign over the door.
What sign?
Encino Home for Old Maids.
Come on, we'll try another house.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got an idea.
What's that?
Well, look, how about Joe Galletti's house? I know they got a lot of kids. Maybe this is one of theirs.
Let's go over and find out.
Hello, Mrs. Galletti. Is one of your children missing?
I don't know. I haven't looked in the last couple of days. You want us to take a peek?
Well, Miss Galletti, you mean you don't know if one of your own children is missing?
How can I be sure if one is a missing? I'm not even sure how many we got. Maybe 15 or 16 or 22. Just a minute. I call my husband. Hey, Joe! How many kids do we got?
I don't know. I thought that you was keeping a score.
How many kids have we got?
Well, I do, Mr. Galletti. You see, we...
Why, look who's here. It's my favorite, the glamour girl. Oh, you're the most beautiful woman in the pitch. I never miss one of you pitch. Oh, I'm so happy to see you, Mr. What's the name again?
Alice Bay.
No, that's not your name. Your name is
Betty Grable?
No, that's not even a wall. She's
Gloria Swanson.
Actress she is. It's good to see you again, Mr. Swanson.
Hey, I like you very much in the Sunset Boulevard.
Thanks, loads. I'd like you to meet my husband.
Oh, you don't have to introduce him. I didn't know Eric von Stroheim any place.
Now, wait a minute.
In the Sunset Boulevard, you had a bowler head.
But I like you better this way with a curly scalp.
Galati, maybe you and your wife can help us.
Oh, sure. What do you want us to do? Me and Marie will help any way we can.
Well, I just want to know one thing. Is this your baby?
Let me see. No. This baby ain't one of mine. She's one of yours, Marie.
No, I don't think she's one of mine. But if you want, she's a nice baby. You can leave
me. Marie, come on. We got enough of trouble with a stork. Don't start taking her from a stranger.
Well, that's that. Now we've tried every house in the neighborhood. What are we going to do now?
Wait a minute. I have an idea. Let's take the baby to the children's shelter.
Children?
Yeah.
Hey, that's it. That's it. They'll find the mother for us. Well, come on. Let's go. Hey, Alice, do you really think that they'll take the baby here?
Oh, of course they will. They do a lot of wonderful work for children, and it's run by a very sweet old lady, Phil.
All right, well, look, you wait in the car, honey, and we'll take the baby in. Come on, Remley.
Yeah. Hey, Curly, just so we don't have any trouble, let's leave the kid on the doorstep and run.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I wouldn't do a thing like that. I'm going to ring the bell. What trouble can we have? Alice says this place is run by a sweet old lady, and I'm going to... Oh, how do you do, madam? I'd like to talk to you.
What's on your mind, Matt?
This is a sweet old lady?
Julius, what are you doing here?
Never mind me. What are you doing here?
I came down because I need help.
You came to the wrong place. This ain't where you take the cure.
Frank, you don't have to take no cure this week.
Wait a minute. What are you carrying in your arms there?
Our baby.
Oh. And which one of you two guys is the mother?
Neither of us is the mother.
Whose baby is it?
Well, if you must know, it's Frankie's.
Oh, this is quite a surprise. You never told me you were married, Mr. Remley. Who's the unlucky girl?
There is no girl.
Okay, then who's the unlucky alligator? Stop stalling, Mr. Remley. If you're the father of this girl, who's the mother? What's her name?
I can't remember. I just met her for the first time this morning.
You met her for the first time this morning, and now you have a baby? I suppose a fast stork with a strong tailwind could make it.
Look, kid, Frankie ain't the father of this baby. Some woman left it with him this morning, and he can't remember who she is.
Harry, this must be the Kramer baby. His mother's been calling it all day to find out if somebody brought him here.
That's the name, Kramer.
Well, thank goodness. Hey, Alice. Come on in here. We found out who the baby belongs to. Belongs to Mrs. Kramer.
Oh, that's wonderful, Phil. I feel much better now. Well, Julius, what are you doing here?
Hi, Miss Faith. I come down once in a while to entertain the kids. Today I put on a comedy radio show for them.
Oh, did the children like it?
No, it was too childish for them. They said it was one of the dumbest turkeys they ever heard.
Well, naturally. You don't know nothing about writing a radio program. If you were smart, you would have used one of my old radio scripts.
That's the trouble, I said.
Where'd you get one of my scripts?
I called your house and your girls brought it over. I played your part, Mr. Harris.
Yeah? How'd you do it?
I gotta admit, I didn't get as many laughs as you did.
That's because you're not a comic.
I didn't want to drop my pants.
Were our girls in the play, Julius?
Yeah, little Phyllis was in it. And you know, Mr. Harris, when it comes to acting, that kid of yours makes you look like a cigar-store Indian.
Are you kidding? Did you hear that, Frankie? Little Phyllis is a better actor than me.
That figures. She's got more talent.
Maybe she has more talent, but I have a certain lovable charm that she will never be able to top.
Bill, stop being such a ham. You should be happy that our girls have talent. After a while, they'll be able to take over and support you. After all, dear, I can't work forever.
All right.
Well, Julian, we finished our new lyrics for the song. Hello, Mommy.
Hiya, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, we have a big surprise for you.
You do? What surprise?
You know that song you made famous?
Which one, my dear? Roses of Bacardi? Or the glowworm? Or there's a girl in the heart of Dixie with a watch that belongs to me? That was the novelty, the last novelty.
No, Daddy. We wrote new lyrics for the thing.
New lyrics to the thing? It's doing all right the way it is. What are you trying to do? Kids steal my underwear? What's the matter with you?
But, Daddy, we have a good idea. We're trying to get toys for unfortunate children at Christmas.
Toys for unfortunate children at Christmas? Hey, that sounds like a swell thought, kids, but where does the thing fit into it?
Well, we want people to send, in the form of a toy, what they might think is the thing.
Yes, we're going to call it The Thing for Kids.
Oh, but honey, according to the lyrics of the song, most people think the thing is something horrible.
That's why we wrote new lyrics. Would you like to hear them, Daddy?
Sure I would. Are you ready? I'll give you a downbeat.
We were walking down the street one happy Christmas day. We saw a funny looking thing that someone threw away. We went right over to look at it, and much to our surprise, oh, we discovered a broken toy right before our eyes.
Yes, they discovered a broken toy right before our eyes.
We picked it up and ran right home to show it to our dad. He said he tried to fix it up and we were very glad. Cause then we take it and give it to some little girl and boy who might be happy on Christmas Day if they could have the toy.
Yes, they would be happy on Christmas Day if they could have the toy.
The moral of this story is, if you've got anything that you don't want or you can't use, or you might think the thing, don't throw it away, just send it in. That's our advice to you, cause you'll be helping some children have a Merry Christmas too.
Yes, you'll be helping some children have a Merry Christmas too.
Folks, this is Phil again, and I think the kids have a great idea. If we can make the unfortunate children happy at Christmas time, it'll make our holiday a lot happier, too. So if you have some usable toys lying around the house, remember that there are kids in your town who would like to have them. And if you don't have any old toys and you feel like sending new ones, we'd love it. Don't wait until the last minute. Send the thing for kids to a needy kid now. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. We know you'll come through for the children. And good night.
Good night.
This program was produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Included in today's cast were Ollie O'Toole, Jody Gilbert, Mel Blanc, and Jack Crusoe. The part of Frankie Renly was played by Elliot Lewis, and Julius was played by Walter Tetley. And remember, three chimes mean good times on NBC.
Now, Hedda Hopper, then Carousel with Cornell Wilde on NBC.